With Agriculture News in Iraq, I'm Paul McKillops. Logan Barbie is an unusual man.
I'm from North Florida. I'm a retired reservist of 28 years in civil affairs and special operations. I have 25 years with the University of Florida Extension Service, a director, with a lot of field experience and ag production, economic development, agribusiness, natural resources.
He has a passion for young people and agriculture.
Plus, I taught at the high school level for 8 years in agriculture.
So were you involved in programs like 4-H and Future Farmers?
Both 4-H and FFA, and had very active programs.
Logan left his job as a county executive and retired from the University of Florida's extension program to come to Iraq for a second time.
I was here in 2004 as a senior advisor to the Iraqi government officials, the Minister of Agriculture, two ministers, and I did counterintelligence operations.
And he's now working for the Provincial Reconstruction Teams, or PRTs, in Iraq as a senior agriculture advisor.
The PRTs is to help reconstruction of different provinces. The teams are made up of USDA, USAID, civil affairs operators, and specialists like myself.
Now, Logan's team has already planted thousands of date palm trees and completed numerous ag projects. Incredible progress is being made, but the folks back home don't seem to get that news.
Oh, just a tremendous amount of programs and projects being done by civil affairs and PRTs and things going around all over the country. I'm surprised it's not advertised all over our networks back at home.
How important is agriculture to Iraq?
Well, 25, 30 years ago, Iraq, it was a breadbasket for the Arab countries. It was an exporter of wheat, barley, rice, dates, vegetables of all sorts. And it's the only Arab country that has the abundant water supply, the irrigation systems, old systems, and a fertilizer.
While restoring Iraq's agriculture is important, replenishing Iraq's supply of farmers is even more critical.
I guess it actually started with the Iran-Iraq war. Iraq needed soldiers. The soldiers come from the farm communities. They're farm families, and so it did away with pretty much the agricultural economy in Iraq because all the farmers were fighting.
What's going to happen to this country from an agricultural standpoint if American military pulls out in the next year or so?
You know, if I watched television back at home, I'd probably be for pulling out too. But if over here, it's a total different picture than what's painted in the afternoon news. The country will be devastated if this experiment doesn't work. Terrible atrocities going to occur, seems to me.
Logan is passionate about agriculture, to be sure. But if you want to get him real excited, ask him about our men and women in uniform.
I've been in a number of war zones throughout my career, and from Vietnam to now, and some of these kids have been here 3 and 4 times, and their morale, I've never seen morale this high in a war zone. They believe in what they're doing. They're making things happen, and I wish everybody in America could come ride with these kids, and I call them kids. They're soldiers and adults, but I still think of them as my kids, and they are somebody's children, but they're doing courageous, unbelievable work for America.
For the State Department's Public Affairs Go team and on detail assignment from the Farm Service Agency in Washington, I'm Paul McKillops in Iraq.